you tend to, the body just disappears because it's not a problem anymore. Yeah. And always make sure that you give yourself plenty of time just to relax and find the ease of the present moment. It takes time to just to let go of things and allow that time. And remember, it is always about moving towards a sense of ease where you're sitting here, a sense of naturalness, a sense of where the mindfulness tends to arise all by itself. So give yourself that time. And as you do that, there is no pressure, there's nowhere to go except for allowing things to just disappear and finding the ease inside. And as you start to settle down and you find a degree of ease and peace inside of yourself, try to further the practice even more by reminding yourself that this is the real refuge in life. This is what has real value when you turn inside away from the impermanent and ephemeral phenomena of the external world. We go inside instead. This is where there is a real happiness and a real independence from worldly phenomena. If you want to seek the meaning of life, this is where it is to be found. Value the meditation. Give it prominence, give it preference. And as you do that, it becomes far more powerful. And if you come to the point where you just enjoy being in the present moment inside of yourself, just enjoying the peace and being in the here and now, and you can also very gently observe the breath if you wish. And as you observe the breath, as you keep the awareness of the breath, you can take the meditation much further still. Be very careful at this point. Make sure it is light, it is gentle, it is enjoyable. And as long as it is practiced in this way, it can take you a long way on the Buddhist path. Okay, so we're now coming very close again to the end of the meditation. And before we come to the end, once again, ask yourself, how do you feel now? And if you feel an improvement in your state of mind, if you feel more peaceful, more at ease, more relaxed, if you feel all these positive qualities building up, then ask yourself why that is the case. Try always to understand this process, the perceptions that work, the perceptions that don't work. And as you do that, you understand what meditation is all about. So just reflect on that for a few moments, and I will ring the bell, and on the third ring of the bell, then please emerge from your meditation. Okay. Okay, is there any questions or comments from anyone? Anyone like to say anything? Everybody content? Everybody happy? Yeah? Okay, at the back there? Yeah?
Thank you, Ajahn Bhumani, for your talk last night. I wasn't here, but I heard it, and it was very... I don't know what to say. It was just a really lovely talk. I wanted to ask you, when you talk about the abiding, no abiding presence, so when you come back to the moment, what's happening there? Because that was my only saviour at one point, thinking that was, when you come back to the moment...
Yeah, yeah.
You say there's no abiding presence within us.
Yeah.
So when you're in that moment, what is that?
It's just that. It's just it is just the moment. It doesn't mean that there is anything there, which is kind of, you know, an essence in itself. It's just that at that point, that is for this time period or for whatever, the conditions are such that your mind abide in the moment. What you're doing there is that you are creating the causes for your mind to stay in the moment. And because the causes are such that the mind is in the moment, it remains in the moment for that period. Once those causes disappear, then the mind goes away from the moment again, yeah? So once you start to think about the past and the future because something important that you have to do or whatever, that at that moment the causes for being able to stay in the moment have disappeared. So as long as the causes are there, that's how the mind remains in the moment. Everything in Buddhism is caused, yeah? Everything is cause and condition. Everything is cause and result. So that is what's happening there.
I'll probably have to ask.
Okay, yeah,
question.
Please ask more later on, and we'll see if we can sort it out. Yeah, okay, great. So we've got a couple of questions over the internet as well. So let's see what it has to say. So the first question is: what if mindfulness and meditation, which brings attention to the body, increases my anxiety and restlessness? What helps me is focusing outwards instead. How do I proceed as a Buddhist? Okay, so I think one of the things about meditation is that it is quite an advanced stage of Buddhist practice. Yeah, and this is what sometimes people don't really realize it. Actually, being able to sit down and just being in the present moment very often takes a lot of preparation to be able to do that. And that preparation is, you know, keeping your sila, having the right outlook, right view, working with your mind maybe for many years beforehand to have a stable and good and pleasant internal experience. All of these things are so important. And it's actually not that uncommon for people to have unpleasant meditation experiences, whereby they feel at their loss. They feel it's a very difficult thing, actually, for them to meditate at all. So don't force it. Don't try. If you feel that you're getting more restless and agitated, it may simply be that you're not really ready for this yet. And that's okay, yeah? That's fine. That's just where you happen to be at that time. Lots of people are like that. You're not alone. Maybe the majority even are a bit like that. So what you have to do very often is to focus more on the other aspects of the Buddhist path. Do a little bit of meditation, yeah, but not too much. Do a type of meditation which is a bit more active, where you are directing your mind more, like the metta, the loving kindness or something like that. And make sure you practice the other aspects of the path. Learn just to look at the world in a positive way, in a good way. Look at the people around you with a sense of understanding and compassion. Everybody is suffering in this world. We are different. It's easy to get upset with others, but it's not really a very useful way of dealing with other people. Other people are conditioned. You have kindness and understanding towards them. And as you do this, as you look at people and the world in this way, it's amazing how the mind shifts over time and you gradually become a different person. Yeah, and eventually, one day when you sit down in the meditation, you don't have that anxiety, don't have that restlessness anymore, and you feel at ease because you have developed all of these factors in the right way. But try some alternative meditations. Try to meditate with guidance. Yeah, sometimes people like different amounts of guidance. When we start off, it can be or sometimes useful to have guidance almost continuously. So you sit down, you listen to a short meditation, 5 or 10 minutes, and somebody's talking. It's only a very short gaps of quiet, but a lot of talking in the beginning. And as you progress on the path, less and less guidance is required. So find something that is suitable for you, and then see if you can use some of those ideas to move forward. Okay. Next question. Whenever I try to meditate, I easily get distracted. So that this is just a wandering mind. Yeah, the mind wanders, you get distracted, and you can't stay with your meditation object and all of these kind of things. And this is why, again, there's a number of things that help you with removing that distraction. One of them is that you enjoy the meditation. The more you enjoy what is happening in the meditation practice, the easier it is not to get distracted. If meditation is happy, it's pleasant, it's peaceful, it has all these good qualities, actually not that hard to stay with a meditation object. But the more you think that the happiness is to be found elsewhere, that's why we think about other things. We think happiness is over here, happiness is over there, not in the present moment. Then, of course, your mind will go to those areas. That is why today I emphasize this idea of outlook, right view, value, the things that we value in the world. Because if you value the right things, that is where the mind goes. If you value something in your life, something that you think is important, your mind will go there, you will think about it. If you value your meditation practice, you value the Buddhist practice, that is where your mind goes. So this is why right view, if you like, samadhi is the first aspect of the Noble Eightfold Path, because it guides everything else. Everything else kind of shifts your whole way of valuing things in the world, if you like, shifts as a consequence of that. So try to find the enjoyment of the meditation. Keep on practicing morality, kindness in the world. These are the things that will support your meditation practice. Understand the right outlook, the right way of looking at things. This is what you learn by listening to Buddhist teachings, especially reading the word of the Buddha over a long period of time. Your values start to shift. You look at things in a new way. Okay, last question. Why is it that I get very hot during meditation and there is a tingle in the upper backside? What can it be? That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure why that is the case. But generally speaking, in meditation practice, it's very common to have all kinds of sensation happen. And there's many reasons for this, but it's because we are kind of shutting down our sensory world. Yeah, we're shutting those things down, and sometimes the mind actually creates activity, creates stuff, because we have almost like a need for things to be there. So very common for us to experience these kind of things. This is one of the things when you teach meditation, is that people always come to you with what they, for them is kind of really sweet experiences, until you tell them that a lot of people have these things. Almost every, not everybody perhaps, but a large percentage of meditators have these kind of experiences. You're sitting down quiet, often just created by the mind, or you're sitting down quiet, letting things go. Something is released, yeah, and that release may then may come out in a feeling in the body or something like that, because you're letting go of something. Yeah. The mind is playing around with you, perceptions arising, perceptions disappearing. Yeah. All of these things are happening. So don't worry too much about that. The most important thing with meditation practice is not what you feel in your body, but how your mind is developing. If your mind is in a good spot, if your mind is peaceful, at ease, you're feeling good, then whatever you feel in the body is really quite irrelevant. It's not going to be any danger, any problem to you. If the problems in the body are kind of come together with disturbances in the mind, maybe you feel anger even, or maybe you feel deluded or confused, or you feel strong cravings or whatever it is, then there's a little bit more reason for concern. And if that happens, it's probably better sometimes just even to stop your meditation and do something else for a while and come back to the meditation later on. But it's the mental state that matters. Mental state is good. Very little can go wrong in meditation. It is when the mental state gets unstable, that's where things sometimes can go wrong in meditation practice. Okay, so that is all for now. So let's just pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.